You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 20th. I'm your host, John Armstrong, and with me today is Jacob Jones. How you doing, Jacob Jones?
I'm doing really good. I was impersonating you as you did your introduction this morning.
I noticed.
I try. I'm doing good. I was just telling Taryn, I didn't get that much sleep last night. And when I woke up at my face was like swollen. I was like, oh my goodness. So, you know, I'm trying to like detox.
Is it because you got into an argument with Kylan the night before and you were just really reeling from all of the things that he said about how you say things wrong?
Yes. And he talked about my cooking. He talked about my mother. He talked about, he told me not to get offended when I got offended. What else did he do? He jumped in the pool with the GoPro. I was talking to Xavier. Then he wanted to run over there with the GoPro. He just did too much. He was in the kitchen when I was cooking and it was no really conversation or dialogue that was really happening. And he wanted me to give him reassurance. I didn't feel like giving him reassurance. So I just gave him a little small glimmer of hope. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about, you know, with all those things in your mind, it makes sense why you'd have trouble sleeping.
Yes.
We are here to update on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 75 in the house.
That's insane. That's actually ridiculous.
We're almost done.
How much longer do we have?
Let's see. It's Monday. So it's what? 7, 8, 9 days. 9 days left.
9 days left. So is that like 79? No, wait. Never mind.
Well, it'll go to day 8 because today is September 20th, 76. So I believe there are 85 days in the season.
Okay. That's cute.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, we're here talking about the most exciting day in live feed history.
Exciting. I mean, we're here. The Xavier won the HOH and the veto. He has convinced Big D to evict Kylan with the sole vote this week. And that's pretty much the week. I mean, that's how things are going to stand. Basically, we're going to spend the day talking about, you know, Xavier is going to be talking to Big D throughout most of the day, just like coming back to the conversation over and over about how Big D doesn't want to have to be the one to evict Kylan. He doesn't know if he wants to. And Xavier's going to have to keep talking him into it over and over and talking about why he should and you need to get blood in your hands. That's going to happen a lot. We're going to consolidate that. Kylan's going to talk to Xavier about like you're not going to do anything bad, right? Like you're not a coward, right?
That's not, no, you're not a coward, right?
And Xavier's like, yeah, chill. Yeah, we're good for for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'm gonna give you the reassurance, like, and, oh, that reassurance word, it really got me. Okay, that's what I was looking
for.
Yeah,
you said the reassurance word. That's again, you know, it's this is Big Brother, and it's all about words. And you just said hi to me, and it's just like, oh yeah. And that's genuinely, I mean, we'll talk about some details along the way.
So that's basically the day.
Yeah, that's genuinely the day. There's another big Kyle and talk to the cameras at the end of the night if you're interested in those. But that's really what we're going to talk about. So genuinely, I mean, obviously listen to this podcast, but that's what we've got for you today. Big D is going to talk to Xavier. And again, I'm consolidating this conversation, but Big D is still struggling over this decision to evict Highland. And Xavier's like, oh, he's been working on you again, huh? Did he apologize? Is that why you're having this conversation with me? He's like, no, he didn't apologize. Who do you think we're talking about? And he says, I'm not getting anything from Highland. You know, I always say when it comes to men, if you're not giving me the D, then nothing else matters. Kylan barely gives me a cuddle. If I was Kylan and I knew that I had a crush on me, I'd be exploiting that all the time. Where is that? Nowhere.
We need one of those moments to happen again. Big D is waiting. He's literally giving him the keys to his heart, saying, all I need is a little touch. All I need is a little. All I need is a little. And Kylan, you're hitting the bed. You're angry about your chance of winning. The money is about to fall through your fingers when you can literally use your hands to grab Big D, bring him in for a kiss, and solidify yourself in the final three. But hey, we digress.
Yeah, what did I say? He had to give another smooch.
He had to. And Big D was like, Big D literally said, yo, man, if you ain't giving me the D, I ain't worried about you. He barely gave me a cuddle. So, Kylan, I need you to.
Yeah, there it is.
You know what I mean?
They continue to talk about this all day. These conversations are getting incredibly repetitive and boring, but
so repetitive.
There is a fun moment where, Big D's like, oh, it's going to be so hard. I'm going to have to go into that diary room. I want to come out of the diary room after I vote him out, like crying, like, oh, I don't know. Who did he vote for? Why is he crying so much? And Xavier's like, oh, no, you're not going to go into the diary room to vote him out. You have to like stand up and do it to his face. Big D's like, what? Okay. I have to say it in front of him? Oh my God.
Taryn, stop. That was literally a spot on impression. It was like Big D. He like was so like, wait, what? He thought about this. I can tell he's been thinking about this, how he wants to come out, cry, and like how the looming air in the room, like, oh, who did he vote for? Did he vote for Oz or did he vote for Kylan? But they were like, nah, that's not how it works, homeboy. And then he was like, do they give you a script or anything? And he was like, no, he still has to get up there and say he's trying to get his reasoning down. It was very funny just because Big D, like, it goes along with how he's been this entire game. Doesn't really know much. And I'm just excited to see them. I'm excited to all of his diary room conversations when he does do that final vote to, you know, evict, evote. I mean, this is nerve wracking. So is he going to say evote or is he going to say evict? Is he going to say like the, you know, the proper phrase of I vote to evict blank, or is he going to fumble mumble that? I'm excited to see. That's like the highlight of the next episode for me.
Well, this is why he doesn't want to do it to his face. He doesn't have to expose his tactic of voting that he's promised Kylan he'd never vote him out. So he clearly plans to sadly evote. But now he has to do it in front of everyone. Everyone's going to see his whole strategy.
Literally, I feel bad for him. It's his whole plan of winning the money is being foiled right in front of us when the producers can literally help him. He's been playing not only the best game, the most respecting game, the like everything. He's a 10 out of 10 player. And I just don't want his whole resume to come crumbling down just because the producers want him to lose so bad that they're having him to evote or to evict in front of the people's face.
Took Christian out and he took Tiffany out.
He took Tiffany out. He took Christian out. He took like every HOH was his. Mm-hmm. Everyone. Frenchie literally laid the groundwork for him to do all of this. And just for the producers, it's really sick. It's really sick, actually. And I'm not a fan.
Again, these conversations continue throughout the day. So Big D is now going to have to, he's coming up with a speech. Somebody said in the chat, I missed it earlier. Somebody's like, I wish that Xavier hadn't told him. So he found out.
That would have been fun
to do it in front of him. But so now he's coming up with a speech about like, oh, so I have to choose between my, you know,
my best friend and my other friend.
My showmance and. And so I'm sure it's going to be so good.
I mean, we still have two more days, even though I don't think anything's going to change. If Kylan do want to make that move, to make that move, child, because he's in the have not room. That's probably the only place he can find solitude. Mm-hmm. But I mean, find, you know, a bed with you and Big D, and you got about 2 days, 3 days. I mean, days, homeboy. You know what I mean, Taryn. Do what you gotta do.
So, I mean, the problem is that even if he did manage to convince Big D, I think Xavier would just use
Xavier veto on us at that point. But the veto is ceremony. Wait. I'm confused. Wait, are we getting a Wednesday episode?
Yes.
But if the veto ceremony is today, is it today?
I would imagine that the veto ceremony is going to play out live. They're going to veto ceremony and then evict on Thursday.
So why are we getting an episode on Wednesday? Oh, just for like it's going to be like the to be continued.
Probably. I mean, look, I don't know what they're going to do in these episodes. I mean, they obviously have the veto competition that they're going to play out on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But I guess then they're going to have like a whole, you know, they're going to skip the ceremony and then go to campaigning and jury and then ceremony eviction on Thursday. And then Friday is probably the recap. And then Sunday is probably the start of the HOH, the final three HOH. And then Wednesday's finale.
Taryn. Okay, let's get back on track. Okay, I'm dreaming. So I can see it live then.
Yeah.
Really Kylan can do now, so.
Yeah. Batman wants to know, what's X telling Kylan? And this is appropriate because Kylan keeps talking about Batman and Superman. But as we said, X is telling Kylan, you're good. This is me. I'm trying to reassure you, give you reassurance.
And Kylan is looking for that word right there, like the reassurance, because he hasn't been getting it and he's been nervous about it. But since Xavier gave him that glimmer of hope, then he kind of is like, wait, which one of them is Batman and Superman?
I feel like Kylan has to be Batman, right?
So I only seen one Batman.
I just feel like Kylan is more of like the way that he speaks is a lot more Batman-esque.
So how are you? Like that?
Just like a little bit more I don't know. And then like Xavier's more of like the golden boy, right? That's Superman.
Wait, and DX can be Peter Parker. I feel like that's a good analogy, right?
Okay, yeah, I see that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay, Superman's Xavier. Which one would you be?
I don't know enough of these. I always liked the Flash because he was fast.
Oh, you would be Flash. Okay. I like.
He's genuinely the only one I know other than Batman and Superman.
Okay, I would be...
Spider-Man's not even in the same universe, though. Spider-Man's Marvel.
Well, he's... in the don't the, oh I thought you were saying like one is on Mars, one is on Saturn. They're not like, you talking about DC
yeah.
DC and like Marvel. Okay, I was like, wait, they're all in the world, they're all like in the earth.
Look at me with my comic book knowledge.
I know, look at Taryn. Ooh, oh, Taryn.
Yeah, he's Cyborg, obviously.
Who is Cyborg?
He's the Cyborg.
It's I didn't know that was a superhero, but okay. You can choose whoever you want to, Taryn. This is your world, baby.
Who's Jacob Jones? The chat needs to let us know, and we'll
I kind of really want to be, you know, Fantastic Four.
The Stretch, Mr. Stretch?
Yes.
How did I know?
Taryn, wait, you kind of look like him right now. You have the jacket. It's kind of like Fantastic Four's outfit a little bit.
Yeah.
Look at you, Taryn. You knew what we were going to talk about today, you sneaky little. But yeah.
All right,
well, somebody's had Black Panther too. I'll be Black Panther. But no, I kind of want Flex, as in like the Mr. Stretch Extendo, whatever.
It would really help with your like floating man dance.
Taryn, it's not a floating man dance. It's a literally hip hop mixed with R&B, mixed with body oozing, mixed with ooh ah la la sensation.
That one. That's what I meant to say. Again, not much going on in the day, but we did get one of the most ridiculous arguments.
Literally.
In a while.
Actually, no, it was not. It was not that ridiculous. TBH. And as you explain, I will give my take.
Okay. Well, Kylan and Big D. I don't know how you're going to say this is not ridiculous. Kylan and Big D get into an argument. So the argument is, I don't even know how to describe what they're arguing about. They're arguing about like who is allowed to take offense to a comment and how the comment was taken to be offensive when Kylan said. Said a thing, and that he didn't add an extra layer of compassion to it, but then because of that, he allowed it to be interpreted in a way that was potentially offensive. But Big D says it wasn't offensive, and he hopes that his reaction was not offensive to Kylan. And Kylan says, "Oh no, I'm not offended by anything." And then, yeah,
okay, never mind, never mind. Never mind.
Oh, I want to hear the argument.
Okay, so when you put it like that, Taryn, it sounds a little ridiculous. But so when they were arguing, it was about like, you know, Kylan made that, he was giving Azza props on cooking and her meals and saying that me, Kylan, I couldn't cook the things that you cook, Azza, because they're like so like va 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 voom, like luxury, amazing, 10 out of 10. Like I couldn't replicate those. Big D was in the kitchen, scrubbing, dubbing in the kitchen, and he cracked his neck over to the side to look at Kylan, and Kylan was like, he was like, I cook things too. And then Kylan was basically saying, yo, but you cook things that are easily replicatable. Is that a word?
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Replicatable. Replicable. I think it was replicable. Whatever. And a Big D caught offense because he's like, yo, and like he was like, you make eggs and pastries, pasta. You make eggs and pasta. I can do that. And Big D was like, okay. And then Kylan said, well, if you're Azza's friend, then you would be happy that I'm giving her praise, and you wouldn't be finding a way and figuring out a way for you to take offense, trying to look for offense, whatever. But I thought you were going to come into the point of saying, are you saying both of them are ridiculous, or are you saying one of them is?
Oh, ridiculous? One of them is very ridiculous.
Okay. I thought you were going to be on the track of like saying that Big D is like being ridiculous in this case. So that was where
he barely spoke in this argument.
He barely did. It was like in the kitchen. Kylan is so pompous. Kylan is so like, it just like. So my defense was going to be if you had some shit to say about Big D. But now that you don't, really.
Well, this is why I don't think you can even call it an argument. I think it was more that, okay, so Kylan made a statement that Big D was like, hey. And then Kylan lectured Big D for like 2.5 hours on why he shouldn't have been like, hey.
Yeah. You can't tell any, like, if someone tells you, hey, this upset me. And I feel like Big D, when he like brought it back to Kylan, it was in a very, I was like, dang, Big D, you actually got some damn common sense. I was like, okay, your feelings were hurt. You related to him. And then Kylan was like, well, no, because if X and Y, 2, 9, 4, 3, it just didn't equate to like, it was just like gaslighting to the 10th degree. And this is what Kylan does. He talks. And if it makes sense in his own sick mind, then it makes sense to the general public. And guess what, Kylan, baby? It didn't make sense to not this guy. And I don't know if this guy it made sense to, but trust me, it went, it did not hit. And I was so perplexed and I was getting so frustrated. I turned this stuff off because I was like, yo, like this dude is telling you he's upset. And you're like, well, no, you can't be upset because of. Yeah.
I'll try to give you guys a small snippet of this because it's not even very easy to give you what this was like. In a succinct way, but this is a quote from Kylan. He said, so he said that when he says that your meals are easily replicable, that was a simple objective statement. I mean, it was a simple objective statement, not offensive at all, but I didn't say it in a way that it lacked that extra layer of compassion. That afterward, where I wasn't thinking about how you could interpret it, and I had an opportunity to add an extra layer of compassion to help, or clarification to help you understand. But I didn't say it in a way that prevented you from interpreting it in that offensive way. And so what's going on here? And I'm trying to really make sure that my tone is particularly like sounding like I am upset about this, because I am upset about this, but Kylan also sounds upset about this, and his words do not match his tone in any way, because it sounds like he is berating Big D when he is saying that I did something wrong, but you still sound like I'm doing something wrong to you. You're doing something wrong, but I'm saying that this is what's happening, and my tone is telling you that I think I'm in the right.
That was a nice move.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So while this is happening, Xavier, he runs upstairs. It's like, says to the cameras, oh my God, just shut up.
If I was Xavier, I would have been like, yes, 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 yes. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. It was very annoying.
Like,
and very
he's gonna get into Big D's head. He's like, maybe I do need to use the veto on Azza and just have her vote Kylan out. Oh my
it'll
god!
It'll be the same. It'll be the for sure fire for sure way to like get what you want. Like without a reasonable doubt, you know that she's gonna do that. But I don't know. But I also and I was thinking about this just as you brought up Xavier, and how he manages Big D is like. It's a beautiful way of how you manage someone in the Big Brother house, I feel as though, because even though he just brung the entire situation with evicting Kylan in such a way that was like, hey, like he kept reinforcing this. And this is probably common, and this is probably logical as well. You're a smart man. So you're probably like, oh, duh, one who has a brain would do this. But he was just like, yo, getting Kylan out would not, like, I'm taking a bigger risk keeping Azza in this game, but I want to be sitting next to you in the end, and Kylan would take me. So like that guarantees me that safety, but I am looking out for your back as well in this entire situation. So I think we should do what's best for your game. And like, I don't think Kylan would cut Xavier, but just presenting it to Big D in a way of like, hey, I'm like dying to myself in this situation to make you increase and make your chances of getting with me increase way more. And me putting the fear up, Azza could very well cut me in the final three, which I hope she does. But just, you know, for some extra walla-la. But I just really like the presentation of how he laid it to Big D continuously. As you said, this conversation were very repetitive, but I feel like it stuck to Big D's mind finally. And just like, wow, you're like actually making, you know, point, and I agree with you.
Yeah, you know, he does, though, say to Big D that he says earlier in the day that he was like, you know what? And I don't even trust that he would take me. He says, and this is the first time I've heard him say this, because to Azza, he says, I think Kyland would definitely take me to the final two. Yeah. And I'm doing this for Big D. But to Big D, he says, I don't actually trust that Kyland would take me to the final two. I mean, look at this man. Like he can tell, I think he's trying to play me by telling me that he wants to bring competitors to the end. And I was a little confused as to why he was saying that to Big D, because it almost, it should be the opposite. Like, tell Azza that and tell Big D the other one. It, you know, and it's also just like another indicator to me that like, because either, right, because I don't, again, I don't blame Xavier if this is true, if he does not trust Kylan to take him to the final two because he thinks that he might be getting played by Kylan, because why would Kylan be that dumb? I don't blame him for that thought, but it is an indication, a very big indication that, you know, when there is a player who has somebody else, they've worked somebody else to keep them in the game and bring them to the final two, they've put that work in, they know the work they've done. And they know they know what buttons they've pressed, and they know that that person's going to take them. Derek knows that Cody's going to take him to the end. Cody knows mm-hmm. that Nicole's going to take him to the end. So on and so forth, right? You know, Dan knew Memphis would take him to the end because they did that. They worked on those people and got them to take them to the end. To me, Xavier not being confident in this and not bringing Kylan to the final three because of this worry, or, you know, or the other thing, which is even worse, that he genuinely just needs Big D to make final two, is an indication that he is not the one. And we knew this, but like, he did not put the work in with Kylan to make this happen. Mm-hmm. This is a Kylan thing.
This is a Kylan thing.
This definitely. Is a Kylan decision, and yeah. Xavier had no part in it. And that's why he's like, I don't know if it's real, because he didn't actually make it happen.
Yeah. But Kylan, he has said numerous times, you know, want to be the best, beat the best. You don't want to be a coward, X, Y, and Z. And so I think that it is a very fair point to say, like, Xavier has not put, like, the actual footwork into making that relationship with Kylan, into gaining that security. This is only in Kylan's mind that is there. So I can see the insecurity with Xavier not really knowing about Kylan in that sector. So it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Kylan is still arguing with Big D. We're on hour two. And Xavier's like on the couch with Azza, just like, like, could you imagine being his girlfriend?
No,
I was like, no, I could not. That would not be a very good thing. And Xavier's like, I don't want to say it, but it's almost like condescending.
No, please say it. Say it. That's the word. That's the word. I mean, people have been on Kylan's game for a while now. But I just like, it's just, I love to watch him get clocked on the live feed to win house guests, because he does this all the time. And it's so annoying. It's so annoying. And I would literally like rip my hair out of my head if I had to literally be in a room with him and he's talking to me in that way, because it's like, oh, like the situation won't be dropped until he feels like, you know, he's in a justifiable position to justify his actions to himself and to you. So you have to convince him that, okay, you're making sense. Dang, okay, I got you. Dang, you're right. You know what I mean? But it's like sickening.
Yeah, I mean, the end of the argument was so awkward. It was two people, like, it was like Big D just being like, what exactly do I you need me to say to end this? And then he's like, is this it? And Kylan's like, yes. And then they were like fake joking, like, hey, well, now we're totally cool after 2.5 hours.
And I thought the situation, because I know like Big D like separated, he like went to the storage room, get some trash bags. And in my mind, I feel like he was like, okay, this was finally in, like, I need to get some trash bags. Hopefully it'll end soon. But no, it came right up.
This was not like them sitting down and having an art. This was like, this traveled all through. Yeah. They were in the kitchen. They went outside as he was doing laundry. It was like Big D was like doing dishes. He was doing laundry, and Kylan was just kind of like following around. Like, yeah. I mean, so the thing is that what I said, and then you were offended by, is that this happened. And like you cut to Xavier and Azza as they're talking, and you hear Kylan in the background. So that's what's going on over here.
Oh my God, you're so loud.
Oh boy.
Oh, it wasn't even funny. Like when I was watching, I was so annoyed, but when watching you retell it, it's funny. But when I was watching, I was like, yo, this guy, who does he think he is? I can't wait for the celebration that's going to happen in the jury house when he gets there. Like, it's going to be so beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat pointed out as well that they wanted to talk about, they were talking about, Big Brother legends, and Big D said that he does not think that Janelle is a legend. But he hopes that he will be a legend, in the game. And this was particularly interesting to me because if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it Janelle in the preseason who said, hey, as a kid, he wanted to meet.
Yes.
And that's why he thought Big D was a big fan of the show.
Oh my goodness. But nah, he said, Janelle ain't no legend, child. He was just doing that for clout. Like, Big D, really? And Big D is like, oh, I'm a legend. I hope to be considered a legend. Baby, you know what we need, Taryn? We need a sit down conversation over coffee and scones with Big D to give him the true identity of his Big Brother status. And I need you to say what you said on the round table, which was, Victoria is no longer. Did you say this on the round table or did you say this somewhere else? I think you said this somewhere else on Live Feed Update, some whatever. Victoria is not my, you know, dance 10. Mm-hmm. You know, Victoria from, I think you said BB 16. 16 is number one or number six, whatever. One. But now you replace Victoria with who? The legend.
And we legendary. It. Yeah.
We need to talk to him. We need to talk to him about that because the fall from reality, or it's going to be the fall into reality, that he's going to face after this is going to be so funny. So funny.
Hmm. All right. Well, we're going to skip over the Kylan camera talk just for now, just to finish off. Xavier, Azza, and Big D later into the night complain about Kylan even more. It's just like constant complaining about Kylan at this point. And Azza, again, is going to petition, just use the veto on me. I will waltz, and Azza also saying this, I will waltz, I will dance into that diary room as I vote to it. And they don't bother to correct her.
You don't go into the diary room. Where are these people at? Come on.
Okay. But Kylan has, he has some things to say to the cameras. I know this is everyone's favorite part of the updates. It's the only thing that there's really going on. Says the cameras, I had the power to send Xavier home twice. Well, three times with the veto. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of people told me Xavier wouldn't go to the end with me. And hey, lying, it's not against the rules in this game. But I think the reason people look down at Paul's game is because he did things he didn't have to do. He could have made it to the end without doing as much as he did. And that's why people were so upset with Paul. That's why he lost the game. He's doing too many things. And what's interesting is that he's talking about Xavier here. He's trying to say that Xavier could get to the end without cutting him. But he is cutting him anyway, and that is him, Xavier, doing too many things. And he's not talking about himself, where in the jury house, Sarah Beth said, I understand the game, but Kylan did way too much.
Way too much. it was literally, the words out of her mouth was exactly that. And so, it just couldn't be said by a better person at that time besides Kylan. Because again, the reality to slap him in the face when he walks into that round table is going to be so funny. And I can't wait for it. It's so, you know. Mm-hmm. And Xavier hasn't done, I don't feel like Xavier, like too much, playing too much or doing too much are not synonyms or not words that I would put with Xavier. Like, I don't feel like he's done too much. I've actually preferred him to do a little bit more toward in the middle of the season, you know, getting towards the end. But Kylan, in fact, has done too much, and people have said out of their own mouth that he's done too much. So,
So he says Xavier, he's good socially, but not strategically. He fought the decision to take out Christian. Kylan's played a much better game. He says, I navigated the powers. I can't wait to watch back how I convinced Sarah Beth to take out DX. I mean, it was like I was up for hours. She was like, oh, I want to put up, like Xavier and Big D. And I was like, no. And then like 6 a.m. in the morning, it's like, I want to put up DX and Claire. Like, oh yeah, where'd you come up with that idea? Oh, I was so exhausted, but oh, it was so good. And the thing too is that, it was totally the best move for her game if the cookout did this. So I wasn't even doing like, she did a good job. I love that girl, platonically.
Platonically. I mean, to his point, he was the one pushing for DX to go. I mean, that week, and even though Sarah Beth was, had, her other things, to his credit, he was the pushing force to really enforce that. But it's something about him just talking to the cameras about like what he's done and what he's perceivably done to his own self in the house is very cringeworthy. It's very like slimy in a way.
Yeah. It's like the thing is that he's not wrong. Yeah. In this instance, yeah. But he's still wrong. You know, like, yeah. Still something there. It's it's a little bit intangible sometimes. But yeah. He says, hopefully, me and SB are still cool, and she understands the mission of the cookout. I think she will. I think we'll be cool.
Do you think they're gonna be cool?
I don't know.
I say they talk, because he's not really going to be in the jury house, is he?
No.
Yeah. And so, wait, I have a question.
Yes.
You may know how it works. I'm assuming you do. So once they final four, the person gets introduced to the jury, like at the round table, they don't stay in the jury house. Do they go back to a hotel and wait for like a week to that point? Do you know why that is?
Well, it depends on when the round table is. It's not okay. A full week. So, if they film the round table, because they're going to show the round table on finale night. So they'll probably film it like on a Monday or something. Or maybe Sunday who knows? Somebody will be evicted on Thursday. Instead of sending that person to the jury house, they're going to put them in a hotel. The jury then goes to the round table, whatever day they film that. And then they put that person in the hotel so they can introduce that person at the round table. And then they do the round table. And then after the round table, they're all individually sequestered in a hotel room until finale night.
Oh, okay. They're all individually sequestered. Okay.
Yes. So that the round table is kind of the final word their jury, stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense. Cause I thought the people already in the jury right now, they go back to the jury house and then just Kylan is sequestered. Cause I know the fourth person, they didn't have any time with the jury necessarily. And I just had a question of like, I didn't know everyone else gets sequestered as well. So that's neat. Okay. I like that.
So, Kylan goes on to say, he says, I was also, he continues to talk about his game. I was also the one that convinced Derek X not to play in the roulette. I think I was the final word on that because he trusted me to know what SB's intentions were. I think that if Hannah had told him to play and I had told him not to play, he wouldn't have played. And honestly, for Hannah to think otherwise really shows her age.
He's so stupid. He's so stupid. He is so annoying. And I like that comment right there. Oh, for Hannah to think otherwise, she's showing her age. You are literally like a douche caboose. Like, absolutely. I can't. Taryn, what do you make of that? What do you make of that?
What do I make of it? I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. He's so annoying. And I thought I was so convinced Kylan was like so endearing. Like his third, he got HOH third week, right? His third week.
Second week.
No, because Frenchie was second week.
No, Frenchie was first week. He won.
Frenchie was first week. Who was second week? Oh, Kylan was second week. Yeah. And I was like, his conversations were at the time, I was like, yo, these are kind of annoying, but I found them endearing to certain aspects. I was like, okay, he has a different way to communicate with people that seems to be, working at right now. And I just thought he was so endearing. But right now, I literally am like, come on. Yeah, Taryn is sad. It's really sad.
Yeah. He says, Xavier's strategy is to ruffle as few feathers as possible. My strategy is to do what needs to be done. and who knows? Who knows? And again, like, he's not necessarily wrong there. He says, hopefully there are some good game analysts, people who could tell me some. I tried to understand what he wanted me to tell him, but he just mumbled it.
Dan, you're the analyst he's looking for. So I need you to be on your P's and Q's. You understand me?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of things. I don't know that he needs a game analyst, though, I think. anyway, he says, big pause. Mm-hmm. He comes out with, I sometimes can just tell what people are trying to say better than than they can tell, which sounds arrogant as hell.
1,000%.
In past relationships, I'd be like, hey, I'd have a Dr. Manhattan conversation where I'd be like, here is the end of this conversation. And they'd be like, what? Oh, shit. Okay, true. And I'd be like, I know. Like, I understand people.
Wait, Taryn, did you interject and say that sounds arrogant as hell, or was he the one that said that in that moment?
He said that.
I think I missed that one part where he said that to himself. Because I was like, damn, Taryn, like, okay, yeah, I'm rocking with you. But he said that to himself because you just said that so smooth and fly and like swaggy a little bit. Okay, Kylan, bravo for self-actualization, self-realization.
Well, he said it sounds. But he's saying it's not, actually.
Okay, now let me take that back. Sorry, homeboy. Let me take that back. Throw it over here. All right, we good. We're back to it.
He says, I digress.
What I was saying was,
he says, that for me, it's like, I can't imagine that Xavier, like, I'm sure he wants to take care of his nephew, but like, I'm sure he's not going to raise his nephew to be like a coward, you know? Like, he doesn't want his nephew to think that the only way to win is to avoid a challenger. Like, this is the most famous thing I'll ever do. And then I take the easy way. When I could have taken the easy way, I didn't take the easy way because I respect the game.
It was very sick. Like, I saw Twitter was like an uproar about that comment. And I got it. And it was like Xavier was like being like emotional and transparent with you, Kylan, and describing like why he wants to win this money, his brother, and how he kind of, you know, is, you know, going to take care of his nephew. And just for you to bring that up, it did not showcase you in the best light. Very icky, very, you know, and so it's like.
Can I also say, just before I get into that, while he's saying this, most of this camera talk, he is clipping his toenails.
I wonder, was he catching them or was he just letting them go on the floor?
Exactly. I didn't even see a trash can or anything.
I didn't either. Taryn, and I swear if I step in another person's toenails and my ass gets a staph infection or it pierces me in a way, Taryn. I mean, this is the same man that got the tissue after blowing his nose, cleaned off the dish. Same man that was inhaling the tortilla and then put it on there. Oh. Same man that was at the kitchen table, you know, put the tissue paper to his nose and then wiped the table. So,
if you're going to be talking to the cameras, just take a break from the apple eating and the toenail clipping and the, you know.
Do you clip your toenails regularly?
Do I clip my toenails regularly?
Regularly, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
You not?
I mean, it depends on like my mood, but mine aren't like extremely long. Mine are kind of like normal, but yeah. I wouldn't say
as often as my fingernails.
I see. I'm a big nail biter.
Oh,
I know. And so I need to stop. But, I just like, you know what I mean? And so that's how I get in that. But people, I heard a story. It's very sick, but
I don't know. I don't think I like where this is going.
No, Taryn, listen, I heard a story that my friend, I don't know. But so basically they really didn't clip their toenails. And after, you know, when you run hot water, it softens the enamel in your toenails where it's like very soft at that point. And so they just like bit them off.
Okay. We're just going to mute Jacob Jones. anyway, so Kyland, just unbelievable that Kyland is talking. I mean, this is not the first time that Kyland has brought up his family.
Wait, okay, people in the chat are saying, my friend, was it me or was it my friend?
Kyland is ridiculous, is the moral of this story. Yeah, he's ridiculous. And the way he said it too, like, he doesn't want to raise his nephew to be a coward.
Oh my god.
Like, really, Kyland?
Yeah,
really.
He'll stick, man.
Oh man.
Terry, have you ever had to mute anyone?
I think I have, actually.
That was funny. But yeah, Kyland, ick. I just told a disgusting story myself. Sorry.
Yeah, Jacob also.
I know. Do you have your soundboard?
Of course.
Can you play?
I'm the best time you can ever have.
Yes.
No, can you play?
Ooh.
I love it. Okay.
I love it.
Back to back combo, baby.
All right. I think we needed this one. When Kylan says he doesn't want to raise his nephew to be a coward, does he?
Kai, are you serious right now?
No, bad.
Kylan.
Yeah.
No, can you redo that one? Redo that one.
All right. Well, it's that's all you get, Jacob Jones. If you're gonna talk over the sound clips, even once.
Yes, sir. Oh my gosh.
All right. That's what we have for you. I hope that we managed to turn this nothing day into something here. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Jacob Jones?
It was a pretty boring day with repetitive conversations and a repetitive fights. But Taryn, this is my last live feed update for the season.
Oh.
I think, yeah.
Well, there you go.
How do you feel about that?
I'm sad. Yeah.
Oh, I am too.
Well, there will be a next time. Big Brother Celebrity.
Big Brother Celebrity, Taryn.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a hug. Hug back.
It's a virtual air hug.
No, but your arms haven't moved.
You know, you just can't see my arms.
We're done. I don't got nothing else to say. Fun day, fun, good season. Me and Taryn are over people. Okay. So, but yeah, it was a very boring laissez-faire day.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Tomorrow night, we're going to have our next roundtable where we rate.
What?
Final Four. It's just what a special Final Four this is. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday episodes. And we'll have recaps after all of those episodes. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will be watching all of those episodes live with you guys, as well as watching the Survivor premiere live over on Twitch. So find me over there. Should be a lot of fun. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. I also did a draft podcast for Survivor last night, where I definitely had the best strategy. Make sure you check that out as well. Jacob Jones, where can people find you?
I watched like 10 minutes of it. It was pretty dope. So you can find me on Twitter at JacobJ_Jones. And also on the Wrap Up podcast for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City with the amazing Maggie. And we're recording today because the episode aired yesterday. So it should be on the feeds tomorrow. And that's super fun. And, I'm going to be, doing the BB recap on Wednesday. So that will also be exciting. So you get to see me double times this week.
Very true.
So bring your best outfit. And, And I'm doing a wrap up the challenge for this season as well on Thursday as well. So keep an eye out for that. And we out, baby. This is my last live feed update, which is so crazy. I feel like me and Taryn, we got definitely close this season, which I appreciate. But we didn't end on the best note today. So we got to work on some things, hon.
Wow. Sorry. I'm sorry that you didn't realize that I needed to be a particular way and hug you a particular way in order to capture your affection. I mean, Jacob.
Absolutely, Taryn. Yeah. And so, but now you know, and I'm not mad. I just wanted to voice it to you. And I like to voice my affections and my feelings, and hopefully you don't try to twist it and make me out to be a sicko.
Okay. Well, as Jacob mentioned, Wednesday night, Survivor premiere, and then the episode's going to be after the Survivor premiere, which means a late night podcast that Rob is not going to be on. It's going to be myself, Jacob, and Maggie, which means we're going to the club! So tune in for a late night Wednesday recap. Thank you guys for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.